Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie, amen. Today we're going to talk about love calls when love calls you all. Come on, we're going to talk about that. Let's now start with the word of prayer. So, Father, we come before you, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the devil. We cast him out. God, greater are you than us, in us, and he that's in the world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we thank you that your love is calling out to us. Holy Spirit, welcome. Have your way, God. Hide me all the way behind the cross, God, where I belong. And I give you glory and I give you praise, God. Love on your people and minister to them, God, as you desire to, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to 1 John. Everybody in 1 John 4 and 19. Amen. We're all going to go over there together. Amen. And so as I move on over now to 1 John 4 and 19, praise God. The Bible says in 1 John 4, amen, it says, we love because he first loved us. You know, we can't love anybody without the love of God, because God is love. The Bible declares that God is love. And so God sets the foundation, because the Bible also tells us there's no other foundation that can be laid but Jesus Christ, amen. And so we find that God is the creator, but he's also the foundation, y'all. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Listen, you're talking about, well, what's in the middle? He's also the great mediator, my Lord. He's the intercessor. And so now we talk about this almighty God, this all-knowing God, this omnipotent God, this omnipresent God. We're talking about this almighty God who loves you. Yes, this my almighty God loves little old you and little old me. Well, let's go to Ephesians 1:1-4. Amen. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Underline the word faithful. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Underline Father, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Underline blessed in Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And so now, we have this God who loves us. Verse 4, even as he chose us, underline chose us, in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, and this underline holy and blameless before him in love, and this underline love. He predestined us for adoption, underline adoption, as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will, underline purpose and will, to the praise, underline praise, of his glorious grace, underline glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. And beloved, you got to understand that God has blessed you with all spiritual blessings. Everything is in Christ Jesus. Don't even look around for anything else, baby. Don't waste your time. You got to take the word of God as is. God cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. What he says stands. What he says, come on, y'all. The Bible says, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. There's no other way to the Father but by me. Take him at his word. Everybody say, take him at his word. And so now we have this almighty, all-powerful, all-loving God who created us in his image and likeness, who made us for his glory and for his pleasure. And so he loves you. Yeah, a little bit old you, little bitty old you. Love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so we bless the Lord for who he is. We lift him up on high. Amen. And so I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you today, God. This God loves you. This God is calling your name. This God is reaching out for you. This God chose you. Ephesians 1 and 6, let's say it again, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved. Come on, y'all, it wasn't because of who we were. No, Ephesians 2 says, oh, God, I don't want to rush the Lord. I don't want to rush the Lord, because he's doing a love call in his hand. It's like, you know how somebody says, come here. And so this God is calling to you, this God who's knocking at the door, amen, who wants to dine and sup with you, this God who wants to take you by his hand and say, come on and enter into my presence. Come on and let me kiss you with the kisses of my mouth. I mean, look, kiss you with revelation of who I am and how I see you and how I made you to be. Just put away all the other idols and all the other naysayers and all the negative words and everything else that you've learned from the past. Just throw it all away and understand that I'm God all by myself, and I made you and created you for me. Listen to this God who makes the love call. And so this lover of our soul is calling you now. It's in verse 2. Listen, y'all know in the natural we don't have anything. The Bible says in verse 2, and you were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air. So we got to understand, Satan is the enemy of God. He doesn't want you to know that God loves you. He doesn't want you to know that everything's in God. He wants you to look around and get depressed and get sad and try to meet your own needs. But honey, God, the Bible says that God made us for his glory. And that means everything that Jesus said, we can do nothing without him. And so we understand that I need Jesus. I got to have Jesus, honey. Without him, I'm nothing. The Bible says without love, I'm nothing. And how many of you guys know God is love? God is love. God is love. Let's get that. Let that resonate in our spirits who God is, the great I am, the creator of the universe. Come on, the great I am, the lover of my soul. This is the one that is calling you to him. This is the one who's pulling you to him even now. He knows what you've gone through. He knows what you've been through. He knows that you're longing for him and looking for him. You've been looking for love in all the wrong places, but now you're in the right place, and his name is Jesus. Again, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. There's no other way to the Father but by me. We got to understand who Jesus is. And so God, he calls. And as we go now to the Song of Solomon, I want to go to the Song of Solomon because I want to tell you about the Shulamite, and I want to tell you about King Solomon. The Song of Songs is known to be the greatest song. Oh, my God, even as I begin to think now about the Jews, and I think I read this somewhere, the Jews, they consider this to be the greatest book in the Bible, the greatest love story. And so now we have, again, I'm talking about the love of your soul. I'm talking about this God who loves you, this God who created you, this God who made you, this God who's called you from the foundations of the world, which are read in Ephesians 1. And so now, as we're beginning now to go into Song of Solomon 1 and 2. I want everybody over in Song of Solomon 1 and 2. It's in the Old Testament. We're going to go on over there now together. Amen. And I'm filling my word out as well. I have the Brian Simmons translation, amen, Song of Songs. But I'm going to be reading 1 and 2, Song of Songs, the Song of Solomon 1 and 2. And I'm going to go ahead and start now. This is the Song of Solomon. It's also a divine interpretive of Christ and his church. And so, bride of Christ, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, beloved. Oh, God, Holy Ghost, say what you want to say to your beloved. These are your children. Yeah. Oh, God, I hear you saying, I am love. I hear it. I hear it, God. I hear it. And I thank you, Lord God. And the word, I'm starting a little bit later, y'all. Just bear with me here as I try to hear the Lord as I begin to pull on him now. Father God, what do you want to say to your children, your beloved children? It says, the Shulamite says, my beloved one, both handsome and winsome. You are pleasing beyond words. Our resting place is anointed and flourishing like a green forest meadow bathed in light. Rafters of cedar branches are over our heads, and balconies of pleasant smelling pines. And so for me, I'm asking the Lord Father. And so what I want us to begin to do, oh God, Rosha, let's begin to have our own personal psalms before the Lord. Begin to write your own personal love stories and love letters to the Lord. A lot of us have read the Bible. Maybe we read it over and over again, but how many of you know the Bible is a love letter? Come on, from your Heavenly Father to you. From the bridegroom to the bride. Come on, God wants to intimately and really know us, not just reading words, but no, the Holy Spirit is real. And so let's ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate our hearts and our eyes and our minds so that our eyes can be open and have revelation of who he is to us personally. What is God saying to you personally? Personally, I shackled up a Messiah. And so we magnify. And so there's a scripture in 110, Song of Solomon 110, which says, the one that I love calls to me. And you got to understand, my God, I don't want to go ahead of God, but I want you to understand that God is calling for you. God is pursuing you way before you were pursuing him. Even before you even knew your own name, your mama knew your own name, before your mama held you, God was already made you to love you. There's a Bible that says that you were conceived in the Father's love. I believe it's in Luke 13:11. It says that we were conceived in the Father's love, and so he love conceived you, honey. Love had you. Devil don't want you to know that. Mama may not want you to know that. Maybe she didn't know that. Daddy may have not known that. Your teachers may not have known that. But now I'm telling you what the Bible says, and the word of God is true. God conceived you in love. He made you in love. He's moving me over to 1 Corinthians 13 now. So now I'm going over to 1 Corinthians 13. Listen, oh my God, you don't have to write it. You can just listen, but God may have you follow along. And so now as I'm over in 1 Corinthians 13, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 4 says that love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast.
It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. The reason why I kind of chuckled there a little bit is because while I was saying that, it's almost like I could perceive God with his hands outstretched, like, come on, come on, come on. And he's wanting you to come now. He's calling you to himself. He's calling you, God, into fellowship, into intimacy, into a love affair. My God, into a divine love affair, divine romance with him. Yes, well, where do you think romance came from, honey? Where do you think husband and wife, where do you think that concept came from? That's a heavenly concept. It's a heavenly concept of earthly concept of marriage, a reflection of what goes on in heaven. There is this God that is radically in love. That God love is just full of love, and all he wants to do is pour his love on you, and he gives you an invitation into the very ark of love, the ark of safety, the ark of his protection, the ark and covenant of who he is, my God. Be like the Shulamite and say, it says, let him. Come on, that's the verse I wanted. Song of Solomon, verse 1 and 2, where it says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And so, other words, I have to let him do it. I've got to let God kiss me. I've got to let God give me revelation. I've got to come to God and let God do what he wants to do in my life. I've got to remove all idols, empty out everything that needs to be emptied out. And I'm even hearing a higher calling. The Bible says, if I walk in the spirit, I won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. God can love you so much, honey, you're going to want the devil to be ran away. You're going to say idols get away. You're going to fall so in love with Jesus, you ain't going to even focus on no idols. That's the devil over there. Honey, your eyes are going to be open. You've got to love God. I'm in love with God. And so now, you know, the Holy Ghost can change us. The Holy Ghost can take out stuff in us that's unlike God and make us more like him. All we got to do is ask him. Say, Holy Ghost, purge me and purify me and cleanse me and take out everything in me that's unlike you, God, and make me like you, Lord God. And when you struggle, say, God, I'm holding on to this. God, I like this thing. You gotta say, God, I like that thing. Can you help me not like that thing? The Bible says you work in me both to will and do of your good pleasure, God. You said, if I ask, I will receive. If I seek, I will find. If I knock, the door will be opened unto me. And so now I make way, I make room for the Lord that he might speak. God, have it your way. Say exactly what you want to say to your children, God. I give you praise. I give you glory. And I thank you. I'm honored, God, to have done a sort of an introduction, a sort of a, God, how can I call it, God? A host, that I might introduce and say, hey, here's the Lord, here's the Holy Spirit, welcome, and have your way, God, as I feel you yearning for your children, God, yearning, God, for intimacy, real, deep, divine closeness, wanting to wrap your arms around them and whisper to them into their ears and tell them how much you love them, how much you miss them, the way a father would tell their child, I miss you, your daddy miss you, I love you, I want to comfort you, I want to be with you. Oh, my God. It's like I'm sensing that. Even if it's kind of a mind picture, God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a love affair, God. You've been wooing them, and you're drawing them into intimacy with you, Father. Hallelujah, God. And so, Lord, have your will and your way, God. Hallelujah, God. Draw your children onto yourself, God. I just worship as you do what you do, God, in the name of Jesus. And so now I'm going to go back over to 1 John 4, and I'm going to begin reading now above where I started, above verse 19. I'm going to begin reading at 3. It says, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Verse 4. Listen, children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. Let's listen for us. And for us also, listen, we are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Verse 7, listen, beloved, says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Is God's
speaking to you. I know he's speaking to me. My God, and so God is warning us. God is drawing us. Oh, God is cleansing us. Ask God to cleanse you with the washing of his word according to John 15:3. I believe that's the verse. God cleanses and purges and purifies and empties out, God, and get us ready for your coming. Get us ready for you, God. Oh, God, like the wise virgins. Oh, God, let us be seeking you and pursuing you, God. Oh, God, longing for you, God, fellowshipping with you in your word, Holy Ghost, in the word of the Lord, God, fellowshipping, supping with you, dining with you, God. Hallelujah, God, being still and hearing what you have to say. Verse 10 says, in this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us. Everybody pocket that. But that he loved us. Come on, this God who blessed mankind, this God who says, who blesses you. Come on. Oh, when the world is lying and cursing, you got to listen to that no more. Throw all that junk away. God loves you. There is no other higher love but the love of God. God is all the highest one. He's the highest height. He is all by himself. God all by himself. Verse 10, everybody say it again. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen. And so I'm going to stop right there. I want you to meditate on the love of God today. I want you to say, God, let me, God, I'm going to let you kiss me with the kisses of your mouth, God. I'm going to let you transform my life. I'm going to let you give me revelation. I'm, my God, like Cinderella had. Yeah, you can have one, honey, like Snow White had, baby. Oh, with the prince kissed her, honey, like Prison Beauty, honey, when she awoken with a kiss. Honey, this same God wants to kiss you with a revelation and awaken you and let you see he's a lover of your soul and he's all you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening on today. God bless.